So we got to the top of Hayam and Aleph. I guess we may as well do what we did yesterday a little bit. The Gemara finished telling us that there's a din of lina. That you're supposed to spend the night over in Yerushalayim. When you go up for each of the regalim, you're supposed to spend one night there. And the source is from Chag HaMatzos. The pasuk had told us, "Ufanisa b'boker alachta l'havlecha." You stay overnight, and ufanisa b'boker in the morning, you turn over, you get up, and you go back home. So which night are we referring to? Just continuing from yesterday. So Rashi says, the Ta'an Lina, the top Rashi writes, Leil Chol HaShemoyed. You're supposed to stay over one night, Chol HaMoyed. Ufanisa b'boker. B'yom tov lo ka'ama akra, sherei hu yom shechiva leiros ba'azara. So it can refer to staying over the first night, meaning Erev Pesach, you're there, you shech the Karim Pesach, you sleep over that night, and you wake up the first thing in the morning, and you go off back home on Yantif. It can't be referring to that, says Rashi. The reason being, because you have to bring the carbon re'iyah in that day. If you don't bring the carbon re'iyah, so then you've missed the whole opportunity, so you have to stay the full day to bring the carbon re'iyah. Then you have to sleep over Matzah Yom Tov, which is the first night of Chol HaMoed, and then first day of Chol HaMoed in the morning, you wake up and you go back home. That's what Rashi explains as to what's going on. Now, there's a couple of reasons. So Rashi explains the reason why you can't leave Yom Tov morning is because you have to go bring the carbon re'iyah on day one of Yom Tov. Rashi also writes, the reason being is because Tchumim. You can't leave because Tchum, for you to leave Yerushalayim to go up north or go south, you have to go outside your Tchum, and that's going to be a problem. So two different reasons as to why it is. Now, Tosos here writes, and I may not here rather, Tosos elsewhere says, it actually is referring to staying out overnight, that the first night Yantif, you're allowed to go. And he thinks, what's the Peshat here again? I think they write that Tosos allows you to bring, you could send the carbon, as long as you could have someone send the carbon on your behalf to be Yotze the carbon re'iyah. You have to still sleep over, but you'll have to go back home the very next morning on Yantif. Okay, and there's a whole long Tosos, which I'm not going to read through here, discussing this whole concept of Lina.
And would it do problems? What? Tchumim
and not bringing the carbon re'iyah. Exactly. So now the Gemara says, three lines from the top, Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, Tashlumim la'atzeres minalahu nafka. How do they know the concept of tashlumim? So we spoke about yesterday that we know if you miss the carbon riyah, you miss the carbon chagiga on Pesach and Sukkot, you have the remaining days of Pesach and Sukkot respectively to bring the carbon if you missed it day one. What about Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day, so they brought a drasha that you have 7 days afterwards, you have tashlumim to do atzeres, even though there is no karbanos, it's not a yantif, you're still out there bringing the karbanos as tashlumim. By the way, this is the reason why we don't say tachnun, many shuls don't say tachnun 7 days after Shavuos, because you still have the ability to bring tashlumim. So how do they know, according to Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon, who look at Rashi, Rashi explains two lines down, Didar Shilei, they learn from High Krul about Tachar. The pasuk that was used previously for tashlumim, Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon used that to teach me the concept of Baal Ta'acher. Dilu Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Lokashim Midei, Di'ihu Yalfli Baal Ta'acher Michag HaSukkah. See, the other guy, Rabbi Elazar, used Baal Ta'acher, learned it from a different drasha. So therefore, Aiser Lechag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, that was extra to teach him Lachishel Tashlumim. But according to Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Shimon, who used the pasuk Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos to teach me Baal Ta'acher, they do not have an available pasuk to teach me the concept of Tashlumim. So where do they learn the concept of Tashlumim applies even to Shavuos? So the Gemara explains as follows. I mean, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, as he teaches us, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amr Torah, the pasuk tells me, Mana Yomim, V'kidash Chodesh, count days and be Mechadesh the entire month. I'll explain what that means in a second. Mana Yomim, V'kidash Atzeres, it also tells me, count days and sanctify Shavuos. Yeah. The Torah sometimes uses Atzeres to mean Shmi Atzeres. It even sometimes refer to, I think Shmi Atzeres and Shavuos the two. But typically when we refer to Atzeres in the Gemara, it means Shavuos. So the pasuk tells me again, count days and be Mekadesh Shachodesh. Count days and be Mekadesh Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Lemnuyav, just like the month is according to its days. Af Atzeres Lemnuyav, so too the celebration of Yantif is according to its days. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mana Yamim. This is the first narrow line. Mana Yamim Shinemar Ad Chodesh Yamim. There's a pasuk in Bamidbar. Bamidbar Yud Alf. What's the context here? Sorry, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh in the middle of Bamidbar. I'm trying to remember this. Let's see what it says here. Parsha Pinchas. Pinchas is much later than Perek Yudalef, maybe. I don't know. So anyways, it tells me here that's referring to bringing the carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So you count days of the month, right? 30 days or really 29 and a little bit day, 29 and a half days of the month. And then you celebrate Rosh Chodesh for one day. You count days and you celebrate for one day. So when it comes to Shavuos, the key to Chodesh, Rashi continues, the Karbanos, Machodesh Kiddushu Echa Mimunuyov, you celebrate one of the days that you're counting, B'yom Rosh Chodesh Hu Makriven, one day Rosh Chodesh, again, you count 30 days, so one of those days is going to be Rosh Chodesh, Zman Hukvalahem Echa Meyam Shu Minima Ayadam, the day that you celebrate, that you establish, is one of the days that you're counting. Afat Seres, continues Rashi and explains, Havas Karbanoseb Echa Mimunuyah, you bring the Karbanos of Shavuos according to one of the things that you're counting. Well, what numbers were you counting when it came to Shavuos? Rarei nimnes aide shvuayim. We count weeks for Atzeres shenem ar sheva shabbosos timos tiyeno. Like Rosh Chodesh, we count a day, 30 days. So Rosh Chodesh itself is one day. Shavuos, we count weeks. So there's 7 weeks, and then we celebrate for 1 week. Therefore, you have a whole week to bring the Karbanos for Shavuos. Pilpul, yeah? Well, this is nothing. So then the Gemara says, Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma. What do you mean? Rashi explained, Tichsev Tisperu Chamishim Yoma. As we know, we count days also. We count 49 days. So you should really have, maybe Shavuot should only be one day to have the ability to bring. Why are we bringing weeks as opposed to days? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Atu Atzeres Yomei Minyanam, Shavuot Lo Minyanam. Do we say Shavuot we count days, but we don't count weeks? No, we count both them. Both of them are significant. And V'ha'amar Mar, doesn't Mar teach us mitzvahs l'mimne yomei or mitzvahs l'mimne shvuyei? We know you're supposed to count both days and both nights. It's a mitzvah. V'od, moreover, chag shavuos k'siv. We don't call it chag chamishim yom. We call it shavuos. So shavuos is really the essence of the days, weeks. So for that reason, yes, we count weeks and we could bring the karbon for one full week. And that's how we know, according to these two, Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, that there's tashlumim. This Gemara, by the way, I think we saw in Maseches Yuma as well, it appears, in the beginning.
Chag HaShavuot is Chag HaSif or Chag Katzir?
Chag HaSif.
You gather?
Right, I think so.
No, HaSif is you gather.
Yeah, the Katzir is cut, right. Chag HaSif, I think, is Sukkot, right?
One of the two, for sure. The harvest and, how do you call it?
Gathering?
Gathering and harvest.
I think. So, fine. So now this Gemara is very important because we see from this Gemara that there's a mitzvah, two different mitzvahs, a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. So all the Rishonim, not all the, many of the Rishonim deal with, well, how many mitzvahs are there when it comes to Sfiras Omer? Some say, we see from here that there are two different mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yerucham says there are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Shavuos and there's a mitzvah of days. So now it depends also, Rabbeinu Yerucham is Mechadish, that that Bizman HaZeh, there's only a mitzvah of weeks and not days. Because weeks, he thinks, are not connected to the Karbanos. Yomim, based on Pesukim, are connected to the Karbanos. So Bizman HaZeh, where we have no longer Karbanos, so there's no longer Yomim, because Yomim are attached to the Karbanos, but the weeks, mitzvah weeks, is still standing on its own, so therefore there is a mitzvah still, Bizman HaZeh, of weeks. Nafkamina, let's say a person forgets to do days. He forgets to count day 4, day 5. Can he count day 7 as a week, and then count 14, and then count 21 as weeks? So if you think it's a completely independent mitzvah, l'chor, one might be able to count weeks, and vice versa. Let's say you missed counting weeks, but you could still count days. You counted day 1, day 2, and day 7. You counted day 7, but you didn't mention it's a week 1.
Okay, so can
you forgot.
Count together.
No, but let's say you forgot to. You
didn't. Yesterday,
right, so you didn't mention it. You didn't say. You didn't look. You had no article. Siddur wasn't available. You had to do based on memory, and you just said this Yom Shiva Yamim Baomer, and that's it. So, however, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is really one mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Yamim and Shavuos are really two parts of one larger mitzvah, and that's the Rambam Paskin. That's how we generally assume.
So, if you miss one day, you screw up the mitzvah.
Right. You should still continue to count, because there is an opinion out there with Bahag that thinks there are 49 separate mitzvahs.
Yes, you can always count on someone.
Right. But not with a bracha. If you've missed an entire 24-hour period without saying counting, then you should continue to count without a bracha, though.
The entire 24-hour?
Let's say you missed an entire day.
Okay.
Today is 28. So you missed last night, you missed day comes tonight, you realize, oh no, they start to say 29, and you realize you didn't say 28 at all. So you should still count 29 and 30 and so on, but without a bracha. Okay, the Gemara says now, going back, we had a whole list of karbanos that were subject to the iser of Baal Ta'acher. Now, one of the things listed was a Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Pesach bar mikvah b'regalmi? Pesach, you have one opportunity to bring it, and that's it. Pesach Rishon. If you miss Pesach Rishon, you can't bring it on Shavuos, you can't bring it on Sukkos. So why is Pesach on the list of things that you violate about? What? It's a different. That's a different halacha. It's a different type of carbon. But you're right. You can't bring Pesach Sheni, which, by the way, I think is in a couple of days. It's tonight. I think tonight. Yeah, tonight.
Tonight is
Gimel. Tonight's Yud Dalet. Today's Yud Gimel. Right? Yeah. Right. So. But it's, you can't bring it on Shavuos. You can't bring it on Sukkos. So why are they saying Pesach is an example of something Baal Ta'acher? It's never gonna. It's one Yantiv and that's it. So the more answers. That Pesach zimna kvihu, it's Pesach aset. E akrivi akrivi. If you brought it, great. You brought the carbon. Ve lo akrivi. If you didn't bring it, it's pushed off. You can't bring it. You've lost the opportunity. So why in the world is Pesach on the list of examples of something you violate Baal Ta'acher for? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Pesach kidei nasvam. Pesach, you're right, really shouldn't be on the list. But once you're listing all the karbanos, Pesach's also certainly a karban. So you listed every possible karban. It just kind of came as part of the flow. You listed it, but it really shouldn't be there. It was lav dafka. Okay. Now, there's one thing. Look at this, a one-line Tosos, even smaller than a line. You see that Tosos all the way towards the bottom, around 10 lines up, it says, V'lok akrevei adchilei. If you didn't bring the carbon, idchilei, you've lost the opportunity to bring it. Says Tosos, just four words, V'are miyad over alav. Right away, you're over on the iser. So what iser do you think you're over? Unclear. So many acharon think you're over the iser of carbon Pesach. You chayv karis. Others say, no, you're over the iser of Baal Ta'acher. In Echnaim, Baal Ta'acher applies to Pesach, but not the din of three regalim. We said before, yesterday, that stucca, right away, when you have the opportunity to bring stucca, you're supposed to give it right away. If there are neem available, give it right away. So, but you weren't over this about Tach until three regalim pass. But Karim Pesach, we only have one shot to do it. Maybe about Tach, what the Gemara means here, it's not on the list, it shouldn't be on the list because you don't violate it after three regalim, because it's not Shach, you violate it after one regal, says Tosos perhaps. So that's what the Achronim deal with figuring out Pshat and what Tosos means here. Which Aveir Pashas is, most Achronim understand you're over the Isser of bringing Karban Pesach. There are those who think you're over the Isser of Baal Ta'acher right away.
But yeah, over is like usually a Lashon of a Lav. Isn't it like a Chiyav Aseh? Isn't it Isser Aseh? I mean, it's not a Lav to...
Karban Pesach, you're saying. Karban Pesach. One of the two examples of Aseh Sheyesh Makaris, right.
So
that's
Use that by...
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's. I think it does appear in that way. I think so, but I hear it. It's a natural read to say over on a lav as opposed to asay, but I think that there are gemaras that say over and they say no. It really refers to the asay. There are gemaras like that. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues and says, that's according to the first opinion of Rav Chisda, that Pesach really shouldn't be on this list of examples that are subject to the iser of Baal Ta'acher. Comes along with Sheshis and says, Amar, my Pesach, what does Pesach mean? It doesn't mean the carbon Pesach. It means Shalmei Pesach, the Shlomim of a Pesach. So look at Rashi, Shalmei Pesach, the last Rashi on the Amud. B'shelo kara bizmano, she'avad v'niskaper ba'acher, hu nasa Shlomim. So if you remember from the Sugis and Pesachim, and as we'll get to in a couple of years in the Maseches Zvachim, the beginning, that let's say you set aside a carbon, you set aside a little sheep to bring for Karban Pesach. You lose the sheep, but you already are makdish as a Karban Pesach. You lost it. So you have to go ahead and find another animal to makdish as your Karban Pesach. After shechting your Karban Pesach, then you find the initial Pesach that you set aside. You found your sheep with a little name tag on it. So what do you do with it? This Pesach now transforms into a shlomim called a shalmei Pesach. Pesach is a shlomim during the year. So all these sugyas, if you remember from Pesachim, discuss this. So now it's shalmei Pesach. That's a chiddush, and therefore, if this Shalmei Pesach, which you have the opportunity to bring it now as a shlomim, if you miss Shavuos and then you miss Sukkos, it will be subject to the Isser Baal Ta'acher, and that's what it's referring to. Again, not a classic Pesach, a Shalmei Pesach. That's the case. It's talking about shlamim, hainu shlamim. We already have an example of shlamim. Why mention shlamim and shalmei pesach? They both have the same dinim. Gemara says they want to teach two dinim. Tana shlamim haba machmas pesach, but tana shlamim haba machmas asmon. They wanted to teach separately. One shlamim that came as a result of a pesach, and one shlamim that just stood on its own. Why both? Aren't they the same halachas? Kasaka daita chamina. You would have thought hol umachmas pesach kaasu. Since a shlamim generated from a carbon pesach, it might be different. It might be kpesach dami, which Rashi says kpesach dami uberegel rishon yavor alein. Sounds like from this Rashi, what's pshat in this Rashi? Yavor alein, which iser is Rashi referring to? Not Karim Pesach, the iser of Baal Tacher, that's the Pashas. I'm referring back to Tosas we said before, which Avera, it's not going to be that Shalmi Pesach, we're trying to say Shalmi Pesach, you would have had me to think, Shalmi Pesach is like a Pesach itself. And you're over the Avera right away. Well, it can't be over the Avera of Karim Pesach, because now the Shalmi Pesach isn't a Pesach anymore, it's a Shalmim. So they bring a ride from this Rashi that you're violating the Isser Baal Tacher even after one regel. That's what you would have thought. Kamash Mulam, no, that Shalmei Pesach, it's listed, it's like Shlomim. It's like any other Shlomim, that you need three regalim, not one regel. And that's why we listed it separately from Shlomim. Because you would have had a half minute to think otherwise.
But what was the original case that in regards to Baal Tacher, that you have the Machloket, Shalosh Regalim?
Right. So that was a whole big machlokas tanaim, 3, 2, 1, which order? So you're right.
What?
Two regalim.
No, but to bring korban, you have the time.
You have how many days? How many a month? How many yom tovim do you have? So we're right now assuming three regalim, right? At this assumption. So with that assumption, there was a hot minute to think that maybe after one time of the Shalmei Pesach, you would violate it, just like Pesach itself. Even the opinion who thinks you have three regalim normally. Pesach is different because Pesach can only be brought in one. You violated one. Havmin is that maybe Shalmei Pesach should be just like the Karim Pesach, and after one regal, you should violate the Avera. Kamash Malan, no. Shalmei Pesach takes on its own self like a regular Shalmei, and you need three regalim to be missed.
But in regard to Korban, shouldn't it be less than 1 year?
Shouldn't be less than one. The age of the animal?
Yeah.
What age? Depends. Certain karbanos have to be 1 year. Certain karbanos have to be older than that. I think the Gemara, maybe it's tomorrow's daf. Bottom of, I'm going
to
base.
Thing that you need to consider.
Right. At some...
You need to specify it.
You haven't specified an animal.
Oh.
Okay. Saying this is the animal. Oh, I didn't bring it this
time. No, animal. Maybe you did specify, then you forgot.
Yeah. Well,
and now it's basically, what is the time that you can, you know?
Well, you're right. If that animal gets to be too old, you can't bring it.
Right. There's a discussion about Bechor. Yeah, tomorrow's daf in the bottom talks about Bechor. About counting Bechor has to be less than a year, depending on how you do the counts. But yeah, certain animals, exactly. Harry says, you're not talking about you specified an animal. It could have been you did, but let's say in most cases you took a nether. I took upon myself to bring a carbon. So when it's time to bring it, I've got to bring the appropriate age. If I designate a particular animal, so then it might be subject to certain dedim, has to be a certain age. Now, I don't know all the carbonals and all the various ages, but I think for shlamim generally in chattas, I don't think there's an age limit for those. I think age limits really apply to carbonals sibur, if I remember correctly. No? I'm not sure. I know, like, for example, Karim Pesach has to be less than a year. Ben Shana has to be less than a year or less than 2 years. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now, the top line says, how do I know all these things that we listed before, all the examples of Baal Tacher, that they're subject to Baal Tacher? Because the Pasuk Baal Tacher says, I'll just read the Pasuk on the side here, Ki sidur neder l'Hashem elokecha, when a person makes a neder, lo sa'acher l'shamo, you should not delay bringing it. Ki darosh yidushenu Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks it out elokecha, mi'amcha, me'imach rather, v'hayav v'chachet. He seeks it out from you, and you have a chet if you don't bring it. So from this pasuk, all we get is a neder. Ki sidur neder, when you make a neder. How do you know all the other things that were listed on the in the Brisa? So that's the Gemara is going to go through the various drushas, how we know every single halacha. Says the Gemara top line, the Tanur Rabbanim. Ki sidur nether, when you make a nether, I only know from the pasuk the pasuk shot refers to a nether. I take upon myself to bring it. Nedava, how about a nedava? So what's the difference between a neder and a nedava, by the way? I don't think we discussed this yet. So two lines down in Rashi says, neder, hare alai, I'm taking upon myself to bring an animal, or it's some type of donation, a tzedakah could be. Nedava, hare zu, we specify an animal. So hare neder alai is I take upon myself. So that's the Gemara, the Mishnah in Megillah talks about the difference. Let's say I set aside, take a neder. I set aside an animal, and that animal dies or gets lost. I still need to bring another neder, because it's on me. If you make it in the dove, I say, no, this animal is going to the Beis HaMikdash, and this animal dies or gets lost, I'm absolved of my obligation. I no longer have to bring it, because it's only this animal. So I only know from this pasuk neder. Nedava minayin, asks the Gemara. Nemar kan neder. It says neder here. But nemar lahalan, it says later on, this pasuk in neder nedava, it says, earlier by talking about bringing karbanos in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Malahala Nidava Imo, just like by Sefer Vayikra, we lump together Neder and Nidava. Af, Kan Nidava Imo, so too Nidava, when it comes to the Neder of Baal Tacher, we lump together Nidava along with the Neder. So therefore we see they always come together. So that's how we know Nidava is included in the Isser of Baal Tacher. Then the Pasuk also tells us by Baal Tacher, La Shem Elokecha, you make a Neder Tashem, your God. Eilu Hadomim Var Ha'erchin Var Haramim Ha'kdeshos. These are various donations a person takes upon himself to dedicate to Hashem. So Rashi explains, Eilu adamim v'harechen ha'erchen, shehen kodshe bedek abayis v'chulun la'Hashem v'en l'kwanim behem klum. These examples are things that are exclusively dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, only for Hashem, nobody else. That's why the words la'Hashem lokecha that are for Hashem include these cases of hekdesh and erchen that go exclusively to Hashem. Then the Gemara darshans the words Lo Sa'achel Shalmo. Who? Lo Sa'achel Shalmo, rather. You should not delay bringing it. So the Pasuk says L'Shalmo, Shalmo, Lashon Hu, Shalom, Hu Hu, V'lo Chilufav. It, but not a replacement. The Gemara is going to explain later on what this is coming to exclude. We'll leave that aside for now. You bring it, but not a Chalifa, not a replacement of it. Then the Pasuk says Ki Darosh Yidrashenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek it out from each of you. Eilu chataos vashamos olos v'shlamim, karbanos chatas and asham, all these types of karbanos. Why are these learned out? So Rashi explains, Eilu chataos vashamos shein nidrashim me mecha, that they're seeked out from you, Hashem seeks them out from you, sherei chovahem mutan alecha, their obligation for you to bring them, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me, trying to pull them from you, that you have to bring it. That's from drasha, they're being dorish from you, they're chovos. That's how we learn those out. Then the Gemara continues to quote the pasuk, Hashem Elokecha, it says again, it says, Kidosh Yidrashenu Hashem Elokecha, Eilu Tzedakos, U'maisos, U'bechor. Tzedakah, maisos refer to maisa behema, that if you have 10 animals in your yard, you have to take every 10, one from every 10, and you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. U'bechor. So interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, look at the previous. Sorry, this refers to Meiser Dagon. I'm sorry. Meisos here refers to Meiser Dagon, Meiser from your fruit. Look at the previous Rashi. Elu Chatos. The Olos Vishlamim. Says Rashi, Kigon Olas Ri'ia. That's an example of an Ola. Vishalme Chagiga. Shein Chova. That these are obligations. If it's something that's not. Right. De Elu De Neder Vinadava. Breshid De Krok Sivi. If it's talking about a case where I made a Neder to bring a Shlamim, that was already included in the beginning of the Pasuk where it says I took upon myself a Neder. So these additional karbanos that are being included can't be referring to a voluntary donation, but must be referring to an obligation, such as Olas Ri'ah and Shalom Chagiga. Then Rashi says, V'hu adinami lebechor ulemaiser upesach shehein chova. So Rashi says here something interesting. He includes maiser as a chova. We know karban pesach is a chova, the pasuk says. You have to bring it, er pesach. We know bechor is also a chova based on sukkim. What about maiser behema? So he says, Maaser Behemah is an example of something that's a chova. Turi Evan takes issue with this and says, that's not true. Maaser Behemah is not a chova. You don't have to take it. It's only that if he explains it as follows. If you do separate Maaser Behemah, you remafish Maaser Behemah. The way it works is as follows. If I have animals in my backyard, I've got sheep. I have to put them into my little fenced area, and then I open the gate, and one by one, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, the tenth, I make a little mark, that's Maaser Behemah. I do for the next 10. So I have all these Maaser Behemah. So Rashi seems to say, there's a chiv to take Maaser Behemah on all my animals. And Tri Evan says, there's no chiv to take Maaser Behemah based on other sugyas. the halacha that Rashi is referring to here is, if a person takes ma'aser behema, he separates it, now there's a chiyuv to bring these animals to the base of Mikdash. That's the difference. Okay. Fine. Further in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Hashem lo kechala, but we did that one already. Me'imach, the pasuk says, from you, ze lekach, leket shichel peya. From you, Rashi explains, me'imach, ze leket shichel peya, shehein chelko shel ani, dichse bei es ani, ani imach. Imach is a reference to an ani. So from you, that refers to matnos aniim, which is a leket shichel peya, things that were left over, things that were forgotten, a corner left over in the field. That too is subject to the iser baal ta'achir if you don't give it over to the ani within three regalim. And then finally, Gemara says, and there's a sin within you, lo bikarban chachet, not within your carbon. So Rashi explained, lo bikarban chachet, which means, ein ha-carbon nifsal b'kach. Let's say a person does not bring a carbon within three regalim. It does not disqualify the carbon. It's still kashya to be brought. You have a sin as the gavra, but not in the chefzah of the carbon. So if I have a bechor or an animal that I set aside, or I have an obligation to bring it without setting an animal aside, that carbon still has to be brought even after three regalim. Even though I violated the iser baal tacher, I still have an obligation to bring the carbon. The carbon is not disqualified through the iser baal tacher. Fine. So those are the various drushes we learn from this pasuk to learn all the various halachas. So now the Gemara is going to analyze some of these that we said above. Amar Mar. Mar said, or Mar, we're quoting what we said before. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. Person should not delay bringing these karbanos. And the Gemara made the drasha, who, only the carbon itself, l'shalmo it, v'lo chilufa, but not something that replaced it. Chalipin. So what's a chilufa mai? What do you mean they replaced min carbon? I chilufe ola v'shlamim mikra of carbon. So look at Rashi. What does chilufa ola mean? You see where we are? Chilufei ola, says Rashi, refers to kigon avda v'hifrish acheres tachde v'nimtzeis harishon of niskapir ba. So I have an ola, and then I lose the ola, so I set aside another one to replace it. I shech that second one. Then I find the first one. What's halach of the first one? Mikrav karve, kaven de karva, harehi karbon lasma, v'lshama karina bay. So now I've got an obligation, this back, again, I set aside carbon A. I lose carbon A for a shlamim or an ola. Then I set aside carbon B. I bring carbon B. And then I end up finding carbon A later on. I'm mikrav karva. I can still bring that carbon. That's not considered chilufav. This now becomes a carbon standing on its own. That's not considered chilufav. It's an independent carbon. So it can't be referring to the chilufay ola of a shlamim. I chilufay chatas limisa asli. If we're talking about a replacement chatas, the halacha is you can't bring two chatas for one avera. You have to actually let it die. Rashi explains, chilufei chatas shekipru baleha. If the owners were mechaper with another carbon, then the one that they found now, it's one of the chamesh chatos chamesasi, one of the five examples where the chatas animal dies and is not shechted in bras of carbon. Upshita del avar lebe baal tacher. It's obvious you cannot violate the iser baal tacher. So again, I set aside carbon A, an animal A, for my chatas. Animal A runs away. So I set aside animal B. Animal B, I shech, that brings a carbon, it is rikas adam. I'm miskaper. Then animal A comes back. I see it's mine, it has a little name tag.
Please kill me,
okay? The halacha is you cannot bring a second chatas. It's halach mush mishinai, says the Gemara. You can't bring a second chatas. This animal has to just sit there and die, however you kill it. So there's no obligation to bring it. So certainly there's no iser baal tacher there either. So that you don't need a drasha to teach me that only the animal itself, not the chiluf, not the replacements, are not subject to baal tacher. It's pasha there's no baal tacher by chatas that's lost because you can't bring it as a carbon. So what's chilufav mean here? So it says the Gemara, Ela mai chilufav, chilufei toda, a replacement of a toda, the Tanya, Rabbi Chia, toda shenis arva betmurasa, umesa achas men. So you have a carbon toda, and then you did tmura. So lachas of tmura are tolma sechta, where I want to try to transfer the kedusha of carbon one animal to another animal. So you attempt to do that. It's an isra deraisa to do that. But now the Kedusha does take effect. So now I've got standing in front of me two carbon todas. It doesn't switch. It just adds Kedusha to the second animal as well.
Cannot hurt to say many times thank you.
What?
Cannot hurt to say thank you.
Oh, to say that? Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
But no, but I'm saying... No, but...
The specific... You know, if it's not like a chatat, that's specific on the chet that you specify. Even to that.
The carbon toda, I think, is only... But it's only brought for the four examples, carbon toda, I believe. Only for someone who's sick or goes by the midbar overseas.
Oh.
I think it's only for those. So, but you, I don't think you could say thank you twice. I don't know the dinim that well of carbon toda. So either way, you have two carbonos toda standing in front of you. And now one of them dies. Ein lem takana, says the Gemara. There's no way to fix it. Why? Because heichal yavid, you don't know which is which. Which was tamura, you can't bring a tamura as a carbon. You can only bring the original one as a carbon. The tamura, it's this kedusha to it now, but you can't bring it as a carbon. So what are you supposed to do now? One of them died, one of them is alive. Heichal yavid asks the Gemara. Likarve, likariv lechem b'hadei, dilma tamura hi likarve b'lo lechem. I'm sorry, maybe you can bring the carbon toda, the tamura, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can bring the tamura, I'm sorry. So again, one of them is dead. So one of them is a tamura, which does not get left. So this way, carbon toda, you have to bring 40 loaves of bread with it. It has to be accompanied by 40 loaves of bread. The tamura does not have bread accompanying it. So now what are you supposed to do? One of the animals died, one of them didn't. You don't know which one died, which one's alive. So the Gemara asks, hey, Chaliyavid, how are you supposed to do this? Likarve, likarve, lechem ba'day. If you want to bring the animal that's alive and bring bread together with it, or the lechem, Dilma tamurhi, so they made it a tamura, and the tamura doesn't get bread with it. The tamura is supposed to go alone. And if you're going to say lekarve below lechem, I'm fine to bring it without bread. Well, dilma todi, maybe it's a toda.
Original, and that means that.
Maybe the original one you're saying?
Yeah, the one that wasn't transferred that needs the.
Right, so maybe that's the one that's alive, and then that requires a lechem. You can't bring the toda without the lechem. So, therefore, there's no way to bring it. That's the case we're talking about. You're stuck. Again, one animal, if both animals were alive, so you could bring the lechem, and the lechem will be going with the one that has the toda, and the one without the toda won't, the one that's a tumor won't have the bread. Once one of them is alive, then you're kind of stuck. You can't bring the bread because it might be a tumor. You can't do it without the bread because it might be the toda. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, it's coming to exclude such a strange case. That's the pasuk v'shalmo hu v'lo chilufav is coming to exclude. Ask Gemara v'ha kevin de la bas hakravahi kral mutei lamli. If we're saying in such a situation you can't bring the carbon because you're stuck, so why do you have to say in the pasuk that you don't violate the iser bal tacher? Bal tacher only applies if I have an obligation to bring it. But if this situation, the chamer tell me you can't bring it because you're stuck, so then there's no iser bal tacher. It's not fair to me. I'm stuck forever. I'm always violating the iser bal tacher. I can never get around it because I can never bring the carbon unless I shoot the animal. So says the Gemara, I'm Rav Sheshes. Really, we're going back to the original case. It is an example of chilufa ola shlamim, a backup ola shlamim. And even though we said before, that can't be the example, because that's an example of something that stands on its own. It's not going to be a replacement, not a backup. Rather, it's a carbon b'fnei atzmo, and therefore it should be subject to the iser of bal tacher. So what's pshat here? Halcha b'maya skin, what are we dealing with here? It's a special type of chilufa ola shlamim. Kigon she'avru alav shnei regalim, v'humam, v'chilu al-acher. It's a case where, let's say, you had one animal. Animal A. And then you didn't bring it after you took upon yourself to bring it as an ola. And then you didn't bring it Pesach, you didn't bring it Shavuos. And then what happens between Shavuos and Sukkos, v'humam, it gets a mum, and you can no longer bring this animal, it's a bal mum. So then what do? V'chilu al-acher, you transfer the Kedusha from this now Psulim Mekdashin, you transfer it onto another animal, onto animal B. So what's the halacha? Does animal B get to start all over now? It gets a new three, it starts the 24-second clock again, it gets another three regalim, or does it pick up from where it left off and only has one regal left? It continues the kedusha from the first one, missing two, it has just sukkahs as the last one. If you don't bring it sukkahs, you violate the avera, or again, you have three new regalim to work with. So Gemara says, that's the situation. So, v'avar lav regal echad, and then you miss one regal, you would have thought, hol mikach kamai kasi. Since it comes from an original animal that violated or missed two regalim, kiman davro lav gimel regalim dummy, it's as if it violated a total of three. You count them together. Kimash mulan, know that it restarts the count. That's what's telling me. This whole drasha here, the shalmo huvelo chilufav, is telling me that the replacement is not subject to the original of regal that it missed. It restarts the count again.
So like this, you can go non-stop because this one will die, this one will get mum, this one will die, so it never built a batam.
Well, only if you get a bamum.
Oh, it's dying.
Well, if it's dying, you can't transfer the kedusha anymore. Once it's dead, that's it. So that's what's coming to talk about. So in other words, we learn from here that the count starts all over again. Then Gemara says, L'Rei Meir, D'Amar Kevin Sha'avar Lav Regal Echad, over B'Baal Tacher, Ma'ikol Meimar. So we saw yesterday's daf that there's a big machlokes tonight, how many regalim have to be missed before it being violating the Issa of Baal Tacher. So Rei Meir felt that if you missed just one regal, so then one regal, you violate the Issa of Baal Tacher. So according to him, what's going to be pshat? Where are you ever going to find a situation of chilufav? What's this drasha referring to? It can't be the case we just said, where an animal missed two regalim, and then humam v'chilo, because according to Rav Meir, once you miss regal one, then you violate the Isser Baal Tacher. So you have to, what's an example of chilufav where there will not be the Isser Baal Tacher? So says the Gemara, he has a little bit more narrow example. Amar Rava, hach b'maskinan kigon shumam b'soch haregel, V'chilo, v'avar lav haregel. So during the regal, over the course of Pesach, third day of Chol Hamoed, the animal that you set aside, so you don't violate the Isser until the entire regal passes. So during Toch Pesach, the animal gets a bamum, he transfers the Kedusha onto a different animal. So what's the halacha there? Does he get now a full new Yontif, a full Shavuos, let's say? Or no, we view it as a continuation of Pesach. It says Rei Meir, he continues, Sakadai Tachamina, you would have thought, Hol mikoch kamai kasi. Since it came from the original animal, kiman de avra le kulo regel dami, that if the entire regel was missed, kamashwan, he gets a new start. So toch Pesach, he gets the last 3 days to bring it. If he doesn't bring it, he doesn't violate the Avera. He has until the entire Shavuos to bring the Avera, the carbon, without violating the Isser Baal Tacher. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes from the other drasha we had in the pasuk in the Brisa, "Vayav chachet v'lo b'karban chachet." That the pasuk says, "Dafka the individual has an avera as a gavra, he violates the Isser of Baal Tacher, but the animal is not subject to the Isser of Baal Tacher, meaning it's not pasul. There's no psul in the carbon itself. You could still bring the carbon." Ask the Gemara, "V'ha mehacha nafka?" We learned it really. This is the source of that halacha that's not pasul. Midacherim nafk, we learn from the opinion of the Acherim. Who are the Acherim? The Tanya. Acherim omrim, Yachal ye b'chor sh'avra sh'naso, kipsulei hamukdashin v'yifasel. One might think a b'chor that's older than a year is going to be like other psulei mukdashim and cannot be brought. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, sh'avru sh'naso, mitzvaso b'soch shnaso. The mitzvah b'chor is to bring it during the first year of the b'chor's life, the firstborn animal of behemoth tahora. Again, there are three types of b'chors. There's a b'chor behemoth tahora, an animal, a firstborn cow, any kosher animal. There's a b'chor of a person, of a pidyon haben, and there's a b'chor behemoth tmeya, which applies only to a chamor. So we're talking about the b'chor of a behemoth tahora, a kosher animal. You're supposed to bring it within the first year. Shenemar lifnei Hashem lokecha sochalenu shana b'shana. It's called Peter Chamor. Firstborn donkey. You can never bring a behemoth tmeya. You have to either switch it with a seh and give the seh to a kohen, or you have to break its neck. It's very, very rare that it happens. Once in a while, if you see it in Israel, last time that I remember it happening was a few years ago. It was big in the news in Australia, I think it was. It happened. It's very rare to have it. Because first of all, you have to have a Jew who owns a donkey, not so common. Number two is, apparently they miscarry a lot. So if they miscarry, that's it. It has to be the first live animal. It has to be a boy. So even if it doesn't miscarry, it has to be 50% of boys, 50% of girls. So it's not so pashut to have a Petach Hamor. So if you have a zechus to get such an animal, I think they sell it for a lot of money also, to have. If you want to do it, to get ownership of it, it's very, very rare. So, okay, fine. So anyway, we see from here that the halacha is that the bechor is supposed to be brought within the first year of the life of the animal. So let's say it wasn't brought within the first year. It became over a year old. One might think it's like psulei mukdashim. Psulei mukdashim, Rashi tells us, is a balmum. a Baal Mum, let's say you have an animal which has Makdish, has Kedusha, and then it got a Baal Mum afterwards, you can no longer bring that as a carbon. One might think the same halacha applies, that if a Bechor over the age of a year becomes a Baal Mum also, and you can't bring it as a carbon anymore, Tam Lomer says the Gemara, V'achalto fnei Hashem Elokecha, you should eat it in front of Hashem, Ma'aseh degancha tirojshcha v'yitzarcha, Bechoris bekarcha v'tzoncha. So referring to Ma'aseh degancha, referring to Ma'aser, probably Ma'aser Sheni, and I assume Ma'aser Sheni, and Bechor, all these various types of matanos are mentioned in the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Makish Bechor le'Ma'aser, we're connecting Bechor to the Ma'aser Dagon, to the Ma'aser of your food. Ma Ma'aser eino nifsa mishon l'chaver. If I have Ma'aser of 1 year that I left over, I took the Ma'aser in the property, but I left over, I never ate it, it's not going to be disqualified. Af Bechor eino nifsa mishon l'chaverta, so to Bechor does not get disqualified, even though it became over a year. So we see, just like a Bechor, the age does not disqualify an animal, so to here, the age being violating the Isser Baal Tacher should not disqualify the carbon. So you don't need to learn from the previous pasuk of uvechachet v'lo, what's the drasha of lo b'karban chachet. We know from the hekesh of Bechor de Meiser that there's no disqualification in the animal. Says the Gemara, itzirich, no, you need both pesukim. Sakadat dechamina, I would have thought, hani mili Bechor, maybe only by Bechor, it does not get disqualified by old age, dechla barhatzahi, who, it's not barhatzah, it doesn't come as a kapara. So if it doesn't cause a kapara, who cares the status of the Bechor? Aval kadshim d'mnei atzoninu. But kadshim, other karbanos that are brought as a kapara, chatas, ol hasham, all of them have a certain element of kapara attached to it, ema lo lirta. Maybe I would say if it became over age or became baal tacher, maybe it wouldn't work anymore, it didn't provide the ritzoy. K'mashma, that no, here too also, it does baal tacher, is only a chet in the gavra, but does not disqualify the chepza of the karban.
Once they're over the law of Baal Ta'acher, is there any further chiv at that point to bring the korban? Or you're over, I mean, it's done.
What's the urgency to bring it anymore, you're saying? You still have a personal obligation to bring it. The question is, the Gemara later on, by the way, I think, talks about it, the Gemara's daf, talks about that you violate the Aveira constantly. It's a Bechol Yom Vayom, yeah. So that's the constant of error.
So it's like Mila after like the eighth day. Like there's still an Indian to do it, even though you've already passed the Zaman that's been specified.
Exactly.
Very complicated.
Yeah?
Too much.
Too much? All right. Do what we can. Okay, stop here.
Oh, yeah.